This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tight. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. So many things to tell you about. The economy is really teetering on disaster. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. They just refuse to use the word recession. First of all, on Thursday, it's going to come out that the quarter was negative again. Two consecutive quarters equal a recession. And the first quarter was negative, and the second quarter is now going to be negative. And that's why they're panicking, and that's why the Biden administration is running around saying that we're changing the definition of recession. And even CNN is mocking them and laughing at them and saying that's not right. If there is a recession, there is a recession. Number two, at the moment, they try and claim there is no recession, and Joe Biden made up that we have rapid growth in the country. A total lie. The only rapid growth is the dementia on his brain, and the rapid growth is the rapid negative GDP. It's going down. You know, yesterday I pointed out that in two cities in America where they have Federal Reserves, I think it was maybe like a Dallas Fed and a Philadelphia Fed, they said that it's off a cliff the last few weeks. The economy's getting worse every day. The fact that for the last quarter it may be negative, say, 1.6% or negative 1.7 doesn't actually paint the correct picture, because the real number could be negative 2 or negative 2.5% over the last month or over the last 2 weeks. But this is a three-month picture. It's getting worse by the minute. It's cratering. And then, most importantly, I'm not a big fan of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, but the IMF announces today we're in a very critical moment. IMF cuts global GDP, raises inflation outlook, and warns that the world is teetering on the edge of recession. The IMF slashed its global growth forecasts for the third quarter in a row while raising its projections for inflation, warning that the risks to the economic outlook are overwhelmingly tilted to the downside and that the world may soon be teetering on the edge of recession. The fund now expects global growth to slow to 3.2% for this year, down 0.4% from its April estimate, down 4.4% from January's estimate, and roughly half the pace of last year's expansion. So it's getting worse by the week, and nobody knows how low it will go. What is that called? Limbo? How low can you go? Nobody knows how low this is going to go. But even the IMF is on my side that the whole world's going into recession. And why is the whole world going into recession? Because you've got madmen and madwomen running the world who are globalist, communist, socialist, Marxists, who believe in lockdowns, masks, and vaccine mandates, and high taxes and high regulations that are and green energy that are destroying and strangling economies all over the world. That's why. I mean, it's happening everywhere. You know, in Europe, they relied on green energy, and they're just being destroyed. Germany is over. I mean, as of this winter, Germany is over because they relied like fools on green energy and Russia to supply a lot of their natural gas. And Russia's going to cut off their gas. Headline right now, EU natural gas prices soar as Gazprom, which is the Russian natural gas company, readies Nord Stream cuts. U.S. natural gas hits 14-year highs. This is a disaster. I just got my electric bill in the mail a couple days ago. And I compared it to last year, same month, same time. And I actually was very, you know, conservation minded. I used less electricity this month, this year, than I used this month last year. I guess this month being June. I'm getting the July bill, so it must be for June. So June of 2021, I used more electricity than June of this year, 2022. But my bill is dramatically higher this year than it was last year, which just goes to show you the explosion in energy prices. Electricity, gas in your car, natural gas, doesn't matter what it is, energy prices through the roof, and they're going to bankrupt the middle class and destroy the whole country. Inflation is destroying the country. And now Gazprom said their Nord Stream pipeline is going to cut the capacity dramatically, and they're going offline due to maintenance work. So the Kremlin spokesman said the Nord Stream turbine has problems and will be taken offline for maintenance. And this is a tune-up, I'm telling you, a tune-up, a warm-up, whatever words you want to use for what's going to happen come this winter. They're going to cut off all the natural gas, or most of it, to Europe, and people are going to freeze to death. It is a very, very scary situation. Then we've got Obama-Biden's climate change initiative. Obama signed the nuclear deal with Iran in 2015. And Daniel Greenfield wrote at Front Page Magazine then that Obama signed the nuclear deal with Iran to cripple American power in the Middle East. Obama did not go into this to stop Iran from going nuclear. He did it to turn Iran into the axis of the Middle East. Supporting Iran is his way of blocking the power of his successors in the White House to pursue a more pro-American foreign policy. Obama claims to have stopped the spread of nuclear weapons. He claims to have negotiated from a position of strength and principle, when in fact he surrendered to the Iranians on position after position. Tehran negotiated from strength and principle. Obama sold out America. Obama and Kerry have not made this deal as representatives of the United States, but as representatives of a toxic ideology that views America as the cause of all that is wrong in the world. This is not an agreement that strengthens us and keeps us safe. It's an agreement that weakens us and endangers us, negotiated by men who believe that a strong Iran is better than a strong America. So that was what he said then. And Trump withdrew America from Obama's horrible Iran deal in 2018, which is good news. And now we're back in that same deal, and it does nothing at all, nothing to help the environment or to help climate change, but it hurts our economy, helps Iran, and it's just a disaster. Every step, everything they do is a disaster, because they're trying to destroy the United States and America. It's just a destruction. If Trump ever returns to power, the America he will receive will be much weaker. His ability to defend America's interests abroad is being decimated. This is an author that wrote this column. This has nothing to do with climate change. The real reason why Nero is setting Rome on fire is because his ego was tweaked when Trump walked away from the nuclear deal with Iran. He wants to end the centrality of the U.S. dollar in the global financial system so no future U.S. president can impose sanctions on Iran ever again. Biden's policy will have little actual environmental benefit, but will have devastating economic consequences on the United States, and perhaps that's what they want. Not perhaps. Let me add something that nobody wants to say. They're on the take. Doesn't anyone get this? They're on the take from China. They're on the take from the Mexican drug cartel. They're on the take from Iran. Every deal that's signed by Obama and Biden, they get a piece of it. There's no money for them if they turn the Iran deal down. And Trump didn't need any money because Trump is worth billions of dollars. But Obama needed money, and Biden needs money, and their families need money. And so if they don't do the deal, they get no money. But if you do the Iran deal, give Iran what they want, there's probably a quick $100 million, $200 million, $500 million, maybe even $1 billion coming your way. And I used to think that because I thought it was like a, you know, I don't know, $50 billion deal, $100 billion deal, so they could get a quick billion out of it. But now they're claiming it's a $1 trillion deal. They're offering them $1 trillion by 2030. So maybe they're giving $10 billion to the Obama and Biden crime families each. That's how you get rich. The Ukraine situation's making them rich. They've given about $90 billion to Ukraine, and they're carving up the money. And the money they're giving Iran, they're getting bribes and kickbacks. That's what's going on. I'm telling you. And the Mexican drug cartel is paying the Democrat Party to keep that border open. Crazy. And all while that's going on, Biden is going to sell an additional 20 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve just ahead of the midterms. Again, they're desperate to lower the price of gasoline and avoid a crushing defeat for Democrats in the midterms, so they're going to sell off our Strategic Reserve, which is suicide. It's been drained by 125 million barrels so far in 2022, with nearly 70 million barrels delivered to purchasers, including China. This is crazy. You're giving up our oil reserve. We need that strategic reserve. You don't give it up. But with the midterms looming, the White House doesn't know how to lower gas prices. And so they're trying anything they can to lower gas prices. You know what the answer is? You've got to increase domestic U.S. production. Lose the progressive, socialist, communist, green fanatic philosophy. But instead, they announced this morning, the Biden administration, that they're going to sell an additional 20 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This is crazy, and this is suicidal. It's dangerous. It's precarious. It's reckless. It's bad for America. Makes no sense at all. You can lower the price by allowing the pipeline construction to go on, and by opening up pipelines that you closed, and by allowing fracking, by allowing drilling, by allowing offshore drilling, by allowing coal, clean coal, by allowing nuclear. But the one thing you can't do is rely on the strategic reserve, because we need it in case of an emergency. You know, like World War III? We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Campus Union Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot lot of hay. ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Roots on Fire. MU Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, MU Life, joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and natural silver mouthwash several times a day and silver gel on my face every night before I go to bed and silver lozenges. I suck on them all throughout the show to keep my voice alive. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. Such a big part of it is my Amio Life products. And the good folks in Amio Life, I asked them to do something special in regards to inflation for my listeners. People are hurting out there, and so they agreed to give a special 30% discount on their entire product line. Visit Amio Life. That's AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%. ROOT30 to save 30%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148. All right, stories out there. I've been talking about the economy and the insanity of selling 20 million additional barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve just ahead of the midterms. He's also thinking about Biden. Another delay in people making student loan payments, college student loan payments. He's going to extend the suspension for many more months, and he's going to forgive the first $10,000 everybody owes. This is all ahead of the midterms. He's just giving away money the United States doesn't have. There is no money. We're broke. And he's just giving it away to everybody. Just crazy. Everything going on is insanity and madness. And then I think, You know, the biggest news and story of the day, besides Kamala Harris and her I am a woman, he, she, it, they pronoun introduction, is the communists who have infiltrated all the most important organizations in America and in the world. You know, so many of the orders that Biden takes, what to do about COVID and monkeypox and other diseases, I'm sure, coming down the pike soon. Ebola, polio, who knows, Marburg virus, who knows what's coming? They're going to make up a lie and just say it's coming and everybody's got to be scared, even though five people are affected by it. But the World Health Organization just gave one of their top jobs to a British scientist who is such a Communist Party member and such a dyed-in-the-wool communist that as a college professor, she was dubbed Stalin's nanny. She's a member of the Communist Party, and she went on national TV on the BBC in England, and she said that the people should be locked down and masked forever. You can't make this stuff up. This is real. Locked down and masked up forever. And she just got the top job at the World Health Organization. Just like there was a crazy woman. I don't know why all these crazy people are women. I have no idea. I know there's crazy men out there, too. But it just seems like there's some really wild-eyed, crazy, rabid Marxist women. And that woman, whose name escapes me, was given the job of being in charge of misinformation in the United States. And there was so much screaming about it. I guess eventually from Republican senators and Republican congressmen, that eventually they had to disband the entire, you know, Ministry of Disinformation for Biden. This is like a communist country. You should have a Ministry of Disinformation. But it turned out the woman he put in charge was crazy. A crazy, rabid, nut job communist. And now we're putting a... And so she had to be, you know... They got rid of her. They dispatched her. And they tried to reignite this Ministry of Disinformation with another person in charge. And finally, they killed it because they got such horrible press about it. But all you have to know is that they tried to do it. They tried to have a Ministry of Disinformation to call everything that I say that's truthful misinformation. Everything that Tucker Carlson says that's truthful, misinformation. It was government propaganda. And now you have a British scientist, and I'll get to more of this when we get back. Professor Susan Michie, appointed chairman of the World Health Organization's Behavioral Advisory Group. She's going to advise how to boost compliance with lockdowns, masks, and vaccine rollouts. She was nicknamed Stalin's nanny at her university for her radical views. She's a long-standing member of the Communist Party of Britain. And now she's in charge of the WHO, World Health Organization's Behavioral Advisory Group. She famously called for mass and social distancing to remain forever in an interview last year on Channel 5 in Britain. You can't believe the people, the craziness of the people in charge making decisions to control your life.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate is moving toward the passage of a big computer chip bill with final approval expected this week. The measure cleared a final procedural hurdle in the Senate on a vote of 64 to 32. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the bill will create good jobs and prepare the country for the future.
We reawaken the spirit of discovery, innovation, invention, and optimism that made America the envy of the world.
The bill will be sent to the House after expected passage by the Senate. Former President Trump says the United States has been brought to its knees since he left office. Trump returning to the nation's capital to speak at a conservative summit. Trump citing soaring inflation and said the United States has become a beggar nation, groveling to other countries. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Chief in the house, the Root built here in Las Vegas and all over these United States by USA Radio Network and soon by Real America's Voice TV Network and Dell TV Network and many more. Another big deal I can't even announce yet, but it's the biggest of all of them, and that will start in September. So lots to come. Great guests we've been getting on this show. Great job by Andrew Paul, my producer and booker. And we've got Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology used in the COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Robert Malone, Wayne L. Root Show again. Thank you. Glad to have you back.
Hey, Wayne. Hopefully our audio is okay. Glad to be here and talking to you again and to your audience.
Yeah, to me it sounds clear. I think you sound great. I heard you saying just the other day, and the reason I told Andrew, let's get Dr. Robert back on again, I heard you say vaccine, which I've criticized from literally the first day as something that is damaging and deadly and dangerous, and it's all come true, right? The horses have all come to pass. I don't know what that saying is that I'm looking for, but everything has come to pass that I've been criticizing. Chickens have come home to roost. I guess that's what I was trying to say. No horses, chickens. But all I can say is, to me, this is a disaster, and it's going down in flames, and they won't admit it. Why can't they just admit it's a failure, it doesn't protect against COVID, and it's making people sick, and it's killing people, and you're more likely to transmit the virus if you're vaccinated than if you're unvaccinated? All of this is, why can't they just admit they made a terrible mistake?
Oh, you're so fortunate to be in Las Vegas instead of here by D.C. That's not the way things work here.
Yeah,
there is no way, just like there's no way that they can backtrack on the involvement of the U.S. government in funding the Wuhan virology laboratory's work that led to this pathogen.
Right, so they just don't, they never, ever, ever, ever are willing to ever say, I was wrong or I made a mistake. And it's not even clear it is a mistake. It could very well be an attack on America and on the world by China. And I heard you saying something like that the other day, that the vaccine is a purposeful attack by the Chinese Communist Party. Did I get that right?
More or less. I wouldn't say the vaccine is. I would say that the CCP employed propaganda to advocate for a series of measures like the lockdowns, which severely damaged the economy of the United States and the West and led to significant excess death and disease. I near as I can tell, the problems of the vaccines we did to ourselves. But it's pretty clear now from Deborah Birx's book that she has taken the policies of the CCP and the propaganda of the CCP to heart and, together with Bob Redfield, unilaterally imposed those on the United States and then through the WHO on the West. The WHO switched their policies in response to pressure. They actually did not advocate. They were against lockdowns. They were against the travel restrictions. They were against the masking. It was our government responding to what, apparently, if you take Debbie Birx's book at face value, she assimilated as effective practices based on the propaganda that came from the CCP. Now, whether she was a knowing or an unknowing inadvertent agent of the CCP, there's no question that she successfully, I'm talking about the premier of the People's Republic of China, the CCP successfully locked down and damaged the economy of the West during this and did it intentionally. There's a great book out by Frank Gaffney and others that I think it's the Center for Security Policy. I have it listed in my Substack. It'll be coming out tomorrow. that documents all of this, and I think the title is The CCP is at War with America. But there's no question that what the government officials, these administrative state people, are doing is rather than acknowledging their failures and their errors, what they're doing is trying to revise history. So now, as of yesterday, we have Tony Fauci saying he never approved the lockdowns. We have Deborah Birx saying that she never thought that the vaccines were going to be effective. This is the way they're going to do it, is they're going to try to rewrite history.
Right, and I've been arguing for a long time, Dr. Robert Malone, that as the deaths pile up from this vaccine, they're going to make an argument that it's all Trump's fault, that Trump is the one who killed all these Americans. They're going to try and blame it all on him. What do you think about that idea?
Of course. I mean, it's D.C. But that's going to be a hard one to pin. I do think that Mr. Trump needs to be very careful here and seriously consider disclosing some of the things that happened in the White House under Mike Pence. I think he needs to come clean on some of these issues. Of course, they're going to try to throw him under the bus. I think, frankly, the way D.C. works, he ought to turn around and throw some of them under the bus. But there's no question that we're now moving into the blame game phase here. And,
do you think the deaths have gotten so bad from the vaccine and the injuries, the disabled Americans and around the world, that they're going to not have any ability to keep covering it up, even while the media says nothing about it? Everybody's talking about it. Everyone I know is talking about someone they know that got vaxxed and then died, or got vaxxed and got paralyzed, or got vaxxed and got terrible shingles all over their body and they can't work anymore, or got vaxxed and had a massive heart attack, or got vaxxed and had a stroke, or got vaxxed and have a massive blood clot and they can't walk anymore. I get so many letters every day from my fans about this, I can't even keep up with them, Dr. Malone.
Yeah.
So do you think we're at the point now where you can't cover it up?
So, Wayne, I just literally yesterday evening got back from Belgium and the Netherlands, where I was for 3 days talking to other scientists there and doing some podcasts. There's a scientist there, a very senior experienced virologist, academic virologist, that has been looking at the data out of the Netherlands where they do vaccine campaigns. And because they do vaccine campaigns and they also list all-cause mortality, he's been able to do a very tight analysis using all the proper statistics that show that there is a massive excess all-cause mortality, which trails the waves of vaccination by something about it along the lines of a week. And I don't want to disclose what his event rate is for the excess death, but it's less than, it's more frequent than 1 in 1,000. So these are huge numbers.
I assume you saw the numbers out of England that in the last 2 weeks of June, 91% of all the people who died of COVID were triple or quadruple vaccinated. And
absolutely.
Then the next day came out 92% in Canada. Maybe it's 92% in Canada in the last couple of weeks.
So, Wayne, I first testified about this in front of the state Senate in Texas a few weeks ago. I don't know if you caught that audio and video clip.
I did not.
So I have been discussing this. These data, it's not just these single data points. That this is a trend that's been going on now for months. And as time has gone by, it's gotten worse and worse and worse to the point where it's undeniable. And I'm afraid that if the Netherlands data are predictive, the event rate for excess mortality attributable to the vaccine is going to be quite severe.
Right.
Not to say everybody's going to die. Some people have said that. I'm not saying that. My colleague.
Right. I never said everybody. I've never said everybody. But I'll tell you what I have said, Dr. Malone. I'm sure you don't know this. I just came out with a commentary in the last week that my wedding was 8 months ago. And since my wedding, as the demarcation mark 8 months ago, 33 great friends and family of mine and my wife's have either died or suffered severe medical episodes, and I checked and called their families. All 33 are vaccinated, and yet since my wedding, zero of my unvaccinated friends have either been sick or died or had a single medical episode. Zero versus 33 from one wedding that are vaccinated. Isn't that an incredible number?
It is, and I'm afraid it is not an anomaly.
Right.
This is a huge, huge tragedy in the making right now. And at some point, there has to be a reconciliation. It's useful to remember the disclosure that just came out from the Open the Books group. Tony Fauci, when he retires, his retirement, annual retirement pension is going to exceed the annual salary of the president.
I saw. It's
his
amazing.
His wife currently makes more per year than the vice president does. What's going on here is
Hey, Dr. Malone, let me interrupt you. Dr. Malone, let me interrupt you. We're going to a break. The music's on. Very often the guests can't hear it, but the music is on, and we'll keep you for another segment. We want to hear the answer to this, of what's going on. I want to hear a whole bunch of other answers to questions I've got on the tip of my tongue that I've listed here when we get back. So stay with us. Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology used in the COVID-19 vaccines, is with us. Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keefe's can help you change that. Keefe's has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keefe's physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keefe's is delivered straight to your door at about half the
cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne on the Roof, welcome back to the show. Kyle LaBrue for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Kyle is running in CD4 in Missouri, but he wanted to make a big shebang on the Wayne on the Roof show. He's a big fan of mine, a big fan of the show, listens to the show all the time, an America First conservative with strong, unapologetic conservative roots, as it were. And Kyle says we don't just need Republicans in Congress, we need great Republicans. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. We don't need career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle represents you. Support Kyle LaBrue. Even though you may live far outside of CD4 in Missouri, you can send him a contribution, whether it's $5, $10, $25, $50, $100, $1,000. Please give him some ammo. Give him some money so he can win this GOP primary going on August 2nd, coming up fast. KyleLaBrue.com is the website. Click on the contribute button at the top of the page. KyleLaBrue.com, LABRUE. Kyle LaBrue, LABRUE.com. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. We're back with Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology using the COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Malone, I have to ask the billion-dollar question that everyone listening wants to ask. If you're the inventor of the mRNA technology, how could you be accepting that it's not, that the vaccine is failing? In other words, is it just being used wrongly? Why did you invent it in the first place? Is the way it's being used now not correct?
I guess the answer to all the above is pretty much yes. I've invented a lot of things in my life, and I've been rigorously trained in bioethics and medical research, and I've objected all the way through to how this has been done. They cut corners every which way from Sunday, and the consequences is that things were not done properly, the proper tests were not done. And frankly, they've not only damaged the technology and anybody's willingness to use it for things that it could be useful for, like rapid response for warfighters, and they've also destroyed much of the credibility of the entire vaccine enterprise, HHS, CDC, FDA, and clinical research and regulatory affairs norms all over the world. The damage that has been done is profound. And, you know, if you could imagine, you spent 40 years in a career building up all the skills and the training and everything just to have a bunch of administrative state bureaucrats rush the whole thing, bungle it, and destroy your inventions and the whole domain that you've been working in. You'd understand how I feel.
Well, another question I've written down that I've got on my mind is explain why so many people, like I mentioned in my wedding, 33 people have either died or had massive heart attacks or strokes or cancer, and they're all vaccinated, and it all happened in an eight-month period, and among the unvaccinated, nothing. So obviously there's a lot of bad things going on out there among the vaccinated population. And yet I speak to people all the time, generally liberal Democrats, who love the vaccine, got vaccinated, can't wait to get the next one, and they taunt me. They go, Wayne, I'm fine. All my friends are fine. How are some people so sick and others are fine? If the vaccine is really that bad, why are only some affected?
Oh, that's a good question, Wayne. So one of the things about this observation you're making, that there's a whole lot of denialism, has to do with my friend that I was just visiting back in Belgium, Matthias Desmet. And for your listeners that aren't familiar with Matthias, you can find his key books. Many people are saying it's the most important book of the last 2.5 years. It's called The Psychology of Totalitarianism, and you can get it on Amazon. He's the guy that came up with the logic of mass formation psychosis that, when I talked about it on Rogan, went nuclear. So that explains part of the denialism. Is a lot of people treat the vaccines and the masking and everything else as kind of a tribal ritual to show that they belong to their group. But why, it's still valid, why is only a subset of the population experiencing these effects from the vaccine? I think that the protein level, the spike protein and the dosing that people are receiving is kind of on a bell curve. Some people are at the high end. That may explain part of it. Some people are more susceptible to the blood clotting and other effects associated with this. And one of the things that's becoming clear with the repeated vaccination, or I really prefer to call it repeated inoculations because it really isn't acting as a vaccine anymore, is that it's damaging people's immune systems. And so there's folks that have latent DNA viruses in their genome or in their nerves. You mentioned shingles, good on you. Epstein-Barr virus is another one. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of effects that are out there, and humans are just diverse. Some people have risk factors that are more prominent than other people have. So I think it's all of those things together.
All right. We're on the run. We're up against the news break. We're headed to hour number three. Dr. Robert Malone has been our guest. He is a brilliant doctor and the inventor of the mRNA technology used in COVID-19 vaccines. And always great to have you on. I hope we'll have you back again soon to comment on update on what's going on out there with the vaccines, Dr. Malone. We'll have you on again real soon. Enjoyed having you on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Wayne, and good luck to all of us. It is morning in America. Let's keep that in mind.
Good luck, and God bless. God bless. We need God's blessings. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, we'll be right back. Hour number three coming up next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.